In Israel, security services are reporting success in foiling attacks by Palestinian militants. Yesterday in northern Israel, police shot dead a Palestinian gunman as he and an accomplice approached an army base in a car. When the accomplice tried to escape, the car exploded, killing him and wounding five Israelis. Police also captured three other would-be suicide bombers yesterday. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Good morning, Peter.
Hi, Jackie.
After another bad week, it sounds like at least yesterday Israeli security forces were ahead of the suicide bombers.
Yes, through the combined efforts of the police, the army, and security services, they managed to kill or capture five would-be suicide bombers. The most dramatic incident you touched on there near an army camp north of Hadera, it started actually with traffic police stopping a car carrying two Palestinians. One opened fire and then began throwing pipe bombs that did not hurt anyone severely. Police shot and killed that Palestinian. The other attacker died after a car chase and explosion. In addition, a Palestinian with explosives was arrested near the West Bank city of Ramallah, and two more would-be bombers were seized between Ramallah and Nablus. Now, that success yesterday is a sharp contrast to the past week when seven Israelis died, including a top commando leader, and one of Israel's flagship tanks was heavily damaged by an unusually large Palestinian bomb. Which is not to say it was a good week for Palestinians, though. 18 Palestinians were killed, including a Hamas militant who died in what Palestinians are calling another Israeli assassination. Some of those Palestinians killed were attackers, but others were bystanders or teenagers with rocks facing off against Israeli tanks.
Getting back to the captured suicide bombers, Peter, Israel says they were on their way to carry out attacks inside Israel, not in the West Bank.
That's right. And that has not been confirmed by the Palestinians. But if it's true, it could be significant on one level, because the Palestinian complaint has always been that it's the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territory that's the fundamental problem. And while terrorism, of course, is widely condemned wherever it occurs, these attacks last week were exclusively targeted at army bases and settlements in the Gaza Strip and West Bank. Now, if these bombers captured yesterday were, in fact, on their way to carry out attacks inside Israel, that then gives Israelis ammunition for their argument that the real aim of these militants is to wipe out the whole state of Israel, remove all the Jews from the region. And when people start thinking along those lines, Israelis rally around ever tougher military measures. When the attacks are confined to the occupied territories, you tend to see a division of Israeli opinion.
And yet Israel's occupation of the issue of Israel's occupation of Palestinian territory is the subject of renewed calls for peace efforts. Are they being heard at all, and by whom?
Well, there are signs of things happening out there. How loud these voices are being heard really is still an open question. There was a peace rally this weekend in Tel Aviv, the second in 2 weeks. This one drew an estimated 14,000 people. Quite a lot, actually small by past standards, but the largest since the latest violence began 16 months ago. The theme of that rally was get out of the territories, a unilateral withdrawal from the West Bank and Gaza Strip. And then just today, there's an announcement of a new group, a group of reserve generals and former security officials who are also calling for withdrawal from the occupied territories. Now, this, of course, comes on the heels of some reserve soldiers saying they would refuse to serve in Gaza Strip or the West Bank. Those numbers are up over 200 reservists, still a small minority. But it's a sign that these voices are coming out in greater numbers. At the moment, Ariel Sharon's supporters say he's not about to pull out of the territories, especially under a wave of attacks.
Okay, Peter, thank you. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.